Midday Report on your number one news and talk station.
9 minutes to 1 o'clock, and the DA in Gauteng is conducting an oversight visit to the Reja Park Secondary School in Ekurhuleni. Three teachers and the school principal were implicated in a sex scandal. Videos and pictures of the principal with different school pupils in his office went viral on various social media platforms recently. On the line is the DA's shadow MEC for education in Gauteng, Kume Ramolefo. Good afternoon, Kume. Welcome to the show. Why exactly are you at the school today then?
Afternoon, Ray, and to the listeners. Obviously, we're just doing our oversight to check what type of support is being provided to ensure that the Reja Park School learning and teaching are taking place. Obviously, after the incident, which we believe has actually dented the image of the school. But because there are actions which have been taken, we also need to take care of learners and teachers because the business has to continue like other schools.
Are you satisfied, though, that sufficient action has been taken against those involved?
There are gaps which we observed, but we must recognize that the MEC did put some actions or efforts in place. Some of the gaps, obviously, the three teachers who are implicated, I mean, they're all now reporting at the district level. So what has not been done is to replace all of those teachers so that learning and teaching do take place. So they only substituted two teachers instead of three, which now raises some sort of gaps at the school. When we were at the school, we realized that some of the learners were outside of the classes because they have one teacher short, and the obvious was one teacher who was absent. So that then created another dilemma to say if the staff complement is not complete. So it has an effect in terms of learning and teaching.
Right. Now, this principal, he was due to be arrested. What's the status quo there with him and also other teachers as well?
Ray, the information which we have, from the committee side, we just told that this matter is too technical. And we, from the DA side, we have actually submitted formal questions to just get a clear indication of the status. Because one, we were told that the teacher has actually resigned last year. But then the question is, why, if he resigned last year, why was at the school at the beginning of this year? So we're failing to get just clear indication of where this case is when it comes to the principal. So we feel like we'll use the parliamentary process where we table questions to the MEC to get a clear indication of what is the status of the principal as we speak.
But surely the principal would be arrested, whether he's still employed or not. He's committed a crime, or allegedly he's committed a crime. Surely he needs to be arrested.
Indeed, that should be the case. But the state on the other side must be able to provide witnesses which will be able to testify.
Okay, so you have no further information on that. Okay, Kume Ramolefo, DA Shadow MEC for Education on the line from Boksburg.